Your smartphone holds more computing power than NASA used to land on the moon, yet you're scrolling past content without a second thought. We're drowning in information. 10,000 ads bombard us daily, 20 times more than our parents faced in 1970. Every minute, 147,000 photos flood Facebook, while YouTube users consume a billion hours of video. In this relentless digital tsunami, you have exactly 3 seconds to make someone stop scrolling. Miss that window, and you've lost them forever. This isn't just a marketing problem, it's a survival challenge for anyone trying to be heard. Whether you're a job seeker, entrepreneur, or a Fortune 500 executive, the rules have fundamentally changed. Success no longer belongs to those with the best products or deepest expertise. It belongs to those who can capture attention instantly and hold it long enough to matter. A hook point is that electric moment when someone stops mid-scroll, captivated by something they can't ignore. Consider Timberland's legendary ad. Your eyes are frozen. Your skin has turned black. You're technically dead. Let's talk boots. In one visceral sentence, they communicated everything outdoor enthusiasts needed to know without requiring another word. That's the power of a perfectly crafted hook. It delivers value instantly while creating an irresistible pull to learn more. Hook points differ from taglines or mission statements, though they sometimes overlap. Netflix's early hook point matched their value proposition: DVDs delivered with no late fees. As streaming emerged, they created new hooks around original content and binge watching. Disney's mission focuses on bringing families together, but their hook points are immersive experiences like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, a $1 billion investment designed to create desire and drive revenue. Nike demonstrates this distinction perfectly. Just Do It is iconic, but their primary hook points? They invest $6 billion annually in athlete sponsorships that capture attention and create cultural moments. Their controversial Vaporfly running shoes became another powerful hook. Performance so exceptional, it sparked fairness debates, generating massive attention without changing Nike's identity. Hook points can be text, concepts, personalities, products, or combinations thereof. What matters is capturing attention quickly while connecting to authentic stories that provide genuine value. Effective hooks solve urgent pain points or promise transformative outcomes. "I'll help you grow on social media" is forgettable. 0 to 1 million followers in 30 days stops scrollers because it addresses the universal struggle for attention. Free Solo won an Academy Award because its hook point, Alex Honnold climbing El Capitan without ropes, triggered visceral fear. The same director's previous film, Meru, was arguably better crafted, but Free Solo broke through because its hook was emotionally stronger. Blake Mycoskie's one-for-one concept for Tom's Shoes, donating a pair for every purchase, fueled rapid growth and a $313 million investment. When Tom's shifted focus from mission to design, growth stalled. Netflix's original hook point was brilliantly simple: no late fees. After CEO Reed Hastings was charged $40 for a lost Apollo 13 cassette, he created a subscription model, eliminating this universal frustration. Tesla's Cybertruck took the opposite approach, polarizing design that shattered pickup truck tradition, generating 250,000 pre-orders immediately. The best hook point sometimes divides opinion while capturing everyone's attention. With 60 billion daily messages across platforms, visual storytelling dominates. Executives prefer video to text by 59%, and images boost engagement by 180%. The crucial insight: celebrity status barely matters. What captures attention is how information is packaged in those critical opening seconds. Katie Couric's digital transformation proved this. "We redesigned her interviews starting with hook points rather than questions, targeting core advocates for algorithmic amplification." Derek Muller of Veritasium confirms YouTube's algorithms now favor compelling hook points over subscriptions. His most viral video, 32 million views, succeeded largely because of its irresistible title: "Why are there 96 million black balls on this reservoir?" The 3-second rule isn't arbitrary. Facebook uses 3 seconds to register video views, indicating intent rather than scrolling. Capturing attention within this window dramatically increases distribution. Linear storytelling fails because it's too slow. Give away the punchline or emotional reveal within 10 seconds. This counterintuitive approach, combined with mobile optimization and close-up visuals, wins the 3-second battle that determines everything. Effective communication requires strategic flexibility. Prepare multiple stories matching different audiences' needs through questioning, not assumptions. Meeting Amblin Entertainment CEO Michael Wright, listening first revealed his challenge, achieving Marvel-level brand recognition while fearing their new website would attract minimal traffic. Sharing how we drove 7 million people to Yahoo for Katie Couric's content immediately resonated because it addressed his specific pain point. Most people deliver the same rigid presentation to everyone, a fatal mistake. The process communication model identifies 6 personality types: thinkers, persisters, harmonizers, imaginers, rebels, and promoters, each using unique vocabulary. Most people communicate using only their preferred style, missing 75% of their audience. Bill Clinton mastered all 6 vocabularies in speeches. During a 1996 debate, when a woman asked emotionally about the economic crisis, George Bush responded with logic and values, missing the connection. Clinton recognized her style and responded that he felt her pain, connecting emotionally and winning trust. Dollar Shave Club's viral video, "Our Blades Are Fucking Great," succeeded by hitting multiple communication styles simultaneously. When creating content, aim for 30% emotion, 25% logic, 20% humor, and 10% values to maximize reach and impact. Authenticity forms the bedrock for lasting hook points. Whitney Wolf built Bumble on an authentic mission to empower women in dating, driving 52 million downloads and $335 million in revenue. As Simon Sinek explains, successful brands articulate their purpose beyond profit. Apple challenges the status quo through beautifully designed, accessible technology. Understanding your why prevents severe backlash. Gillette's We Believe commercial addressing toxic masculinity received 1.5 million dislikes versus 806,000 likes because consumers felt the brand opportunistically inserted itself into a conversation without permission. The pivot from razor features felt inauthentic. Contrast this with Nike's Colin Kaepernick campaign. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Nike succeeded because they understood their core audience and had established their values over decades. After release, Nike stock reached an all-time high, with online sales growing 31%. Strong hook points attract attention, but your brand collapses if you can't deliver. Elizabeth Holmes promised multiple tests from a single blood drop, but delivered fraud. Fyre Festival's brilliant marketing promised luxury, but couldn't execute. Mark Cuban writes "listen" atop his notepad before every meeting. This discipline reveals your best hook points by uncovering customers' pain points and showing where your skills meet their needs. Michael Bruce, the sleep doctor, discovered his most valuable hook points by listening to patients' questions. John Kilcullen transformed his For Dummies series from tech guides into 2,500 titles and 200 million books by listening to readers. When Quicken For Dummies users requested money management guidance, he expanded into personal finance. Active listening means understanding what people truly need. Before working with Taylor Swift, separate meetings with her label, father, mother, and Swift herself revealed how each perceived the world. This allowed tailored emphasis. Business metrics for the label and father, trustworthiness for her mother, and for Swift, demonstrating how she could update her website without coding, addressed her frustration with developer dependency. Don't enter meetings with rigid pitches. Ask questions, observe body language, and understand the people across the table. Enter with practiced hook points that remain fluid, confident enough to rearrange or add information in real time. Mastering hook points is just the beginning. Hook fatigue occurs when competitors copy your concept or audiences grow familiar with your approach. Lasting success comes from knowing who you are as a brand, not just what you do. Nike's Just Do It transcends products. It encourages athletic living regardless of purchases. In a world measuring attention in seconds, thriving brands understand capturing attention is an art, but holding it is a discipline.